Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is Monday. It's March the 22nd. We are in the fifth week of Lent. Boy, I can't believe it. It's amazing, isn't it? The weather here in southern New Jersey is beautiful. I hope the weather is even close to the way it is here, wherever you are. I hope you're enjoying your day. Hope your Lent is going well. Hope you had a great weekend. On the program today, we're going to take a look at just a classic Bible verse. It's from the Old Testament. It's from the book of Joshua. It's one that gets quoted a lot. You see it on signs. And it's such a reminder for us. And it comes from Give Up Worry for Lent. It comes from my book. And we're just going to spend a little time talking about it, especially as we close out Lent. You know, this Sunday will be Palm Sunday, believe it or not, and we enter into Holy Week. I really hope that you are having a good Lent. And if you're trying, I fully believe if you are trying in any way that the Holy Spirit will work in your life and that you are going to have a good Lent. So let's talk about that. Let's explore this on the program today. Let's look at this verse. Let's look at how the message contained in this verse helps us. And then let's look at how we can better implement this message in our life going forward. And that's the plan. I also may, if I have time, we'll just see how things go, I may look at the gospel from today's daily mass. It's a great message for all of us. It's comforting, but at the same time, it's a call to action. A lot of times we key in on the comforting parts of the message of Jesus, but we sometimes tend to overlook the difficult parts where he challenges us. This one is both. And I think as we enter into this final week of Lent before we go into Holy Week, you know, it's still Lent next week, but it's kind of a souped-up version of Lent. You know, this is the last week, and then next week, we're really going to make sure that we do what we can to make this the best Lent that we've ever had. I mean, the best Lent we've ever had. That at least should be the goal. And that's what my goal is going to be on the program, unless the Holy Spirit tells me otherwise, and you know that happens sometimes. But as we approach this final week of Lent, this is our chance to make some last-minute changes so that we can really follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit and then come out of this Lent in a better position than we were when we went into it. So that's the goal. Again, I hope you'll settle in. I hope you'll be able to be with me for the entire time on the show. Let's begin now by turning to our Father in heaven who loves us. We're going to talk to him. We're going to recognize his presence in our lives. And we're going to ask his Spirit to descend upon us, both to give me the words that I'm supposed to speak, and also to open all of our minds and our hearts so that we're ready to hear this message and act upon it. Please join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you, Father, for being with us. Thank you for being a constant presence in our lives. It's way too easy, Father, to forget about you. Unfortunately, it's something that we manage to do way more than we should. Father, please forgive us for any times during Lent, especially, that we've ignored you. That we've ignored the words of your Son Jesus. That we've walked away from whatever promises we made during Lent. That we, for any time that we chose our will instead of your will. Father, we ask that you give me the words for this program. We ask that you open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to what you have to say, and grant us the desire to reply, to respond to your message. Father, we ask this with confidence in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wanted to get that right, you know, the idea that we got to be open. We should be open to hearing what the Lord has to say to us, and then be willing to respond. You know, it's one thing to say, great point, Lord, I like that message, but it's another thing to put it into practice. That's where it gets difficult. Anyway, my name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. I'm so grateful to have you here with me. There's a seat at the table reserved for you. It's got your name on it. I'm so glad you could hang out with me. I hope you got a beverage and a snack and you're ready to get started. I'm going to take a sip of my water, and then we can get right to it. Couple of things. If you have not gotten your copy of my latest book, Give Up Worry for Good, you're going to hear more about this book once Lent is over. Obviously, we've been focusing a lot on Give Up Worry for Lent. Well, this book is the next step. It's what you do after you have gone through the book Give Up Worry for Lent. It's time to give it up for good, and it's really a continuation of that. So if you have not picked up a copy of that, the easiest way to do that is to go right to my website, which is followingthetruth.com, and you can order the book from there. Also, you can sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. Currently, we have been focusing on, again, Give Up Worry for Lent. That's been my main focus throughout the past several weeks. That's going to change once Lent is over. So now would be a good time to sign up, and so that you and I can continue to keep in touch throughout the year. If you have not yet signed up, you get one email a day from me. There's no cost. You can unsubscribe at any time. I really think you'll enjoy it, though. So please check out the daily email reflection by going to followingthetruth.com. Okay, so as we get prepared to finish the last week of Lent and enter into Holy Week, it kind of reminds me of the pilot. If you've ever flown, the pilot getting on the intercom and saying, "We have now begun our initial descent into whatever city," and they tell you to put your tray tables up and get stow away any products that, you know, any things you're holding that need to be secured. Put your seats in the upright position. I kind of think we're there yet, not 100%. Next week is really when that begins as we enter into Holy Week, but we're kind of in that area where maybe the pilot's saying, all right, we're about to make the initial descent into our destination city. So that's kind of where we are now. The fifth week of Lent, the final official week of Lent before we enter into Holy Week. This is the time for us to make some last minute changes, to shift our focus if our focus is in the wrong place, maybe. And this verse for Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse of the day, I think it's very appropriate. It's one of those life verses that we really should live our lives by, this verse. And it's a great reminder for us. Let me read it. It's Joshua 1, 9. It's Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Be strong and of good courage. Be not frightened, neither be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You've seen this one before, I'm sure. It's a very popular verse. It's all over the place. It's all over the internet. We see it on signs. We see it on Bible covers. Because it's such an inspirational message for us. Be strong and of good courage. This is what God wants you to know. Be strong and of good courage. Be not frightened, neither be dismayed. In other words, don't be afraid. But obviously, when you hear this, when you hear it proclaimed to you to not be afraid, because you have problems in your life, you have difficulties, you have challenges, You have various obstacles. If somebody tells you not to be afraid, the obvious answer that would come from us would be, why not? This life is scary. And you know, it wouldn't be fair if I denied that fact. If I tried to deny the fact that life is frightening, that life is difficult, that life has many challenges, that life can easily become overwhelming, I can't deny that because it's all true. And Jesus never denied that. He told us in John 16:33 that in this world you will have problems, but be of good cheer. Cheer up. Why? Because you have we're going to have problems? No. Because Jesus said, I have overcome the world. In other words, he is bigger than your problems. That's the same message contained in Joshua 1:9. Be strong. Be of good courage. Don't be frightened or dismayed. Why? Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, the Lord, your God, is with you. And I think that's something you and I need to remember, especially as we work on growing closer to Jesus throughout this Lenten season. That's what we're trying to do. And we're not only trying to get closer to him, obviously that's the first step, but we're trying to change, or let him change us. It's probably a more accurate way to look at that. But in order for that to happen, we have to acknowledge what this verse says, that he's with us. God did not want to be distant. He wanted to be involved in our lives, in my life, in your life. And that's why he sent his son into the world. That's not the sign of somebody who wants to keep a distance, who wants to be apart from us. That's the sign of somebody who wants to get involved. God did not want us to be separated from him. He did not want us to be unable to be with him and to not be able to live with him in heaven. And that's why he sent Jesus to us. So this is why you and me, we need to remember this, that he's with us. And that he wants to help us. And it's such a great message. Because yes, we will have problems. But we have Almighty God present with us wherever we go. And furthermore, we have Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament. He left us his body, his blood, his soul, and his divinity. All of Jesus is with us in the Eucharist. So I'm able to receive him every day in Holy Communion. And I'm also able to pray before him if I go into a church and he's in the tabernacle, or to pray it in an adoration chapel. Sure, I can pray at home. I can pray outside. Jesus is there in a spiritual sense. But he's present more fully. He's present in a real way. And that's about as good as I can describe that. The real Jesus is present in the Eucharist. So it's a matter of, do you want to talk to him on the phone, which is fine. And again, these are imperfect explanations or analogies. So take them with a grain of salt. But I would say it's a matter of talking to Jesus on the phone or talking to him in person. That's the difference between seeing him for real. Now, it might not be possible and or safe right now with all that's going on in the world for you to get to an adoration chapel. Or maybe it's not safe at this point still, depending on where you live, your medical condition. for you to visit him at Mass right now. That's okay. You know, he did give you common sense and he wants you to take care of your health. But you can pray to him. You can converse with him wherever you are. But if you are able to visit him in person, it would be a really good thing to do. There's power in being able to visit Jesus in the flesh. You know, even though he doesn't look the way that he looked when he walked the face of the earth, he looks different because he's in the form of a white host. But that's him. And by faith, we know that it's him. But that and that alone is the reason why we are not afraid, or why we shouldn't be afraid. It's because of his presence with us and the fact that he is all powerful and he can handle whatever it is that we're facing. The problem, I believe, for us, you know, at least the problem for me, maybe the problem for you as well, is that we don't often want to suffer through some of our problems. Would rather he would just take them away. And I understand that, and I believe that takes time to get through that. It's something that I have been struggling with for a number of years. But it's something that's going to bring you a lot of peace if you learn to accept it. The message that I am with you. That's why I shouldn't be afraid. And, you know, it's funny. As I'm speaking this message and we're reflecting about this verse from Joshua 1:9, I'm looking down on my wrist, and I wear several plastic bracelets that have Bible verses on them. My daughter ordered these, and they're nice. They're good reminders. And I'm looking at one that's on my wrist right now as I speak. It's Isaiah 41:10. It's very similar to what I just read. And here's what the Lord says in Isaiah 41:10. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, that's the message for us. The Lord is bigger than this world. He's bigger than the problems we face. We would rather have him take away the problems. And sometimes he does. But at other times he doesn't. He just wants us to trust him and to depend on him, to lean on him. Because yes, I am weak. But he, on the other hand, is strong. And I can turn to him and ask for his help. And he can help me with whatever it is that I'm facing. Okay, so I just think about that verse a little bit today. Be strong and of good courage. Be not frightened, neither be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It's Joshua 1:9. And in my daily email reflection, I made the point of explaining, well, what do we do with this? So I know that God is with me, but what if I'm still afraid? How can I not feel that fear? Well, the unfortunate, it's sort of a bummer, but there's a happy ending to what I'm about to tell you. You can't control your emotions. You can't make yourself not be afraid. If you're going to be afraid of something, you can't stop all the time the feeling of fear from overtaking you. But what you can do is direct your thoughts to God, to look at verses like the one we just read, to spend some time with him through Scripture. Let him speak to you through the Bible. You can pray to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will allow God and Jesus, both of them, to become more real in your life. Because, see, what happens is, when God and or Jesus, either one of them, when they're not real to you, you're going to be afraid. I guarantee if they came in a form where you could see them with your eyes and you could see the miracles that they were performing, if that happened, you would be less afraid than if you have to try to see them through the eyes of faith. Would you agree with that? Because that's, unfortunately, for many of us, and I'll include myself in this, for many of us, God is not as real as he needs to be for us not to worry. He needs to be really, really real to us. Now, the good news is, this is a process. This is not something that you can make happen instantly, but it is something that will happen if you take some steps to let it happen. And the one thing I would say is ask the Holy Spirit to make Jesus more real and to make the Father real. That's a prayer that I pray at least once each day. I really believe that the Holy Spirit will do that in your life. He has done it in my life. It's an ongoing process, though. The Father is real to me today, but I want him to be more real to me tomorrow and the next day. I want that realness, for lack of a better word, to increase to the point where I am truly believing and feeling his presence with me at all times. So that's a prayer we want to make. Holy Spirit, please make the Father and Jesus real to me today. And the other thing to do is, and this might sound crazy, but talk to them as if they were real, because they are, even if you don't feel their presence, or even if you don't believe that they're real. Because I think if you spend some time talking to them and get used to having that relationship with them, then they are going to become more real in your life. And I'm telling you, you got to try that, though. It feels funny at first. And don't expect it to happen right away. It's a process that takes time to unfold. But if you start doing that every day, I think you're going to see a big difference. And then you'll be able to say, all right, I know God is with me. I know God is all powerful. And the more you believe that, the more your fear will start to decrease. Sure, you might still be afraid, but you're going to be less afraid. The other thing I want to talk about today, and I did spend a lot of time on that, but I thought it was really, it's an important message. I mean, if you're like me and you have a tendency to be anxious and things either become discouraged because of external circumstances or you become afraid, God needs to become real to you. But that's very doable. As somebody who has been at a point where Jesus and the Father, Jesus became real to me first, but then the Father still wasn't real. And I knew that was a problem. So I really did ask the Holy Spirit to help me. And I tried spending a lot of time talking to the Father. And one day, suddenly, I don't remember it happening at a certain point in time, but all of a sudden, I recognized that, you know, I do believe he's real. I do believe he's with me. I do believe he's helping me. And once you get to that point, the problems that you encounter, they start to decrease. Your reaction to them decreases. The problems don't necessarily go away. In fact, I trust God more now than I did a year and a half ago, but externally, there's a lot more problem areas in my life, COVID being the major one. But you can learn to trust God more. Just give him a chance. And keep working on that relationship with him. All right, that's all I guess I'm going to have time for today. We just have about a couple minutes left in the program. I do want to thank you for tuning in. I really want to thank you for your support, for your prayers. You've been really good to me by praying for me, and know that I'm praying for you every day as well. You've been really good to me by supporting me financially, and I very much am appreciative of that. Still no word on when, I still haven't seen enough evidence of speaking engagements picking up. I've got two scheduled for the remainder of the year. I've had some inquiries. Some people have been inquiring about what it is, what they need to do to bring me in to speak at their parish. So that is a really good sign. But I still haven't seen a lot of commitment. Churches really wanting to bring in speakers. I do believe that's going to change soon. But I thank you for your financial support while I am struggling, while I'm struggling to make all of this happen. But I want to thank you and know that I'm going to be praying for you, especially in these remaining few weeks of Lent as we head in very close to Holy Week. And know that I really believe you can make tremendous progress when it comes to your spiritual journey. It's just that sometimes you're going to have to do things that are a little bit scary, things that you may question because you don't feel God's presence. But I do think that in time, you're going to get through it and you're going to be in a much better place. So thanks for listening to the program today. Please let me know if you have any questions. You can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Or connect or contact me through the website, followingthetruth.com. I plan to be back here tomorrow, and I certainly hope that you can be with me, because it's not going to be the same without you. That's all I got to say. It's going to be really, I don't want to say it's going to be boring if you can't make it, but it is. It's just not the same. So I'm really glad you're able to join me each day on the program, and I hope to be able to chat with you again tomorrow as we do another episode of Following the Truth. Have yourself a fantastic evening. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.